This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. About two-thirds of Americans say their expenses have risen in the past year, but only about a quarter say their income is up. This is drawn from a new Associated Press poll, so it's how inflation feels to us. How the data scientists measure inflation comes later this morning when the government releases personal consumption expenditures for September. The guardians of interest rates at the Fed prefer this PCE index to the other one that gets so many headlines, the Consumer Price Index. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains why.
The Consumer Price Index, the CPI, and the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, or PCE, both measure the cost of a basket of goods. But the baskets aren't the same. Housing is a much bigger part of the CPI basket, and there's been a huge increase in housing costs, nudging the CPI higher. The PCE is pushed lower because it accounts for consumer substitutions. For example, if beef prices spike, they switch to chicken. Claudia Sahm is a former Federal Reserve economist and founder of Sahm Consulting.
That's going to mean that the shopping cart costs less.
Sahm says there's another difference. The CPI measures what we consumers spend. The PCE also looks at what businesses charge for consumer products and services. Sahm says, think about healthcare. There's your out-of-pocket copay, which the CPI measures. Then there's
the whole cost of the medical care, whatever is paid by the private insurer, by the government, that's going to show up in PCE.
Sahm says the CPI has been about a half percentage point higher than the PCE, although the gap is narrowing. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.